Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here to lead this little party, and we're going to have a party indeed. We got the studio packed at an appropriate distance, I'd say. I don't know. I brought out the ruler earlier, and you guys are actually only 4.5 feet away from each other.
I think it was three and a half, but I was counting.
It was 3.5. Yeah, we'll fix that. Okay. We'll fix that. But we got a great show for you, but this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if we did not put our Father first, because as I was taught as a very wee child, if you do not put God first, you have it all mixed up. You have everything backwards. So I want to start with the prayer, and we're going to do this one a little freestyle today. It's a special time. I got my wife here in studio with me and some of my best friends. I got Andreas Ruiz. I don't think I mentioned it. Pastor John McClain, Andreas Ruiz. That's how long it's been since you've been here. Yeah, Andreas is here, and then we got Dr. Jacobs as well. So it's a big family. But first, to the God, our amazing God, thank you, Lord, so much for the blessings that you put in our life. Thank you so much for getting me and my wife safely to and from Portland and learning all the lessons that you wanted us to learn and helping people and doing the mission that you've called us to. Please, Lord, continue to pour that same energy not only into ourselves, but into Andreas, into Dr. Jacobs, into their families, into the people that are around them, everybody listening, Lord. Push them to fulfill your calling for them to best serve us all. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
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 That's one of those good ones. That's that Holy Ghost work right there.
Nice.
Thank you.
Very
Thank
inspiring.
You. Yeah, absolutely. I did an invocation a couple weeks ago, and I felt like that type of moment where it's just the Holy Ghost working through me and just saying, okay, God, what do you need me to tell the world? Like, what do people just need to hear? And Andreas was there. Thankfully, he recorded it for me. And I'd say it went okay, huh?
Yeah, it went great. I thought it was pretty good.
Thank you. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get this party started. Thank you, Lord, again, for allowing us to have a party. We got Dr. Jacobs with, Where Healing Begins Naturally, LLC. And if you haven't been to wherehealingbeginsnaturally.com, right? Is that the website?
Wherehealingbegins.com.
Yeah, wherehealingbegins.com. Yes. Please check it out. Thank you once again, Dr. Jacobs, for being here, which, like, you being here now, it's like having, like, another member of the family here, just because, like, you and I have been in studio so many times. Like, oh, certainly I feel like I can explain what you do at this point almost as well as what you can, because it's just like, I'm behind it. It's almost in a way, like, most of my life, I have as well been learning about and have been kind of like promoting this type of ideology, you know, if you will, because it really is. I mean, it's not just for the first time I'm seeing, you know, chiropractic work and like the work of healing with the body in kind of the most realistic way. Like at one time when I thought of kind of, you know, naturopathy and those type, the things that are involved there, I thought it was okay, that's, you know, 50 years ahead of its time and it's kind of not in line with the scientific world. But with you, you've shown me the exact opposite, that okay, they are all one thing and this is how it works. So I kind of, like, I guess in that vein, start us off with kind of like one thing me and my wife saw on and going to Portland this past week, like kind of one of the epiphanies we came to is like, we've really been slipping lately. Like as ahead as we are, you know, running, you know, several radio shows, a Tiny House Village, she's about to get her PhD in clinical counseling, all these amazing things that we're doing that we're on top of. Yet as far as our everyday regimen and our health and those kind of piece by piece pieces of the puzzle that make it so the whole puzzle is full, we need to kind of get together a little better. So kind of explain from your standpoint where you think that people are kind of out of their routine and where they can get back in their routine to get healthier again.
Well, yeah, this is a tough question to answer, but what I recommend right now, especially if they're coming back from pandemic and whatever it may be for some, you know, having put on some unwanted pounds and, you know, having residual fatigue and all the side effect that comes with if people, you know, recovered from COVID or have had COVID, or, you know, even if the side effect of the vaccination is they all take a toll. But we do offer a lot of, you know, good help to, you know, just get back and get you back on track, offering specific weight loss, anti-aging, reducing inflammation in your body, coaching you with, you know, better food management plan. I don't want to call it diet because diet have a 90-95% failure rate. So we really want to coach you and train you to, you know, to better health. And we do that through addressing your structure because your structure dictates your function. So, you know, as a chiropractic physician and healer for 26 years, that is a big foundation and passion of mine. So that's number one. But yeah, it really is boiling down to, you know, wherever you're at, you know, we may be able to help you and helping you lose weight in a healthy, sustainable way. We have programs that have proven themselves. And I have a book. I've written a book. It's called Get Ultra Slim. Get your inner beauty from within, because it all happens within. Right? So we want to recreate harmony inside of your body. So it's an inside job. It's in works inside out. So it's above down, inside out, from brain down everywhere to your, from nervous system tissue to all your tissue cells and organ in your body. So it's above down, inside and out. So we want to recreate and really get, you know, get your vibrancy and get your energy back. So this is all about energy. It's all about healing. It's powerful. So
yeah,
I'm very excited what I do. It's just, yeah, there's many things, many factors, but right now it's just really, you know, I'm really about to making a difference for everybody out there to know that, yeah, there's answers for you, and then problems can be solved, can be fixed, potentially be helped. And we're here to help you with that. I'm here to help you with that.
That's awesome. And, you know, you're talking about that program. Like, how does that program help people with, you know, their health, their energy? Tell us a little bit about that program.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thanks. Yeah, my program is designed to correct and restore any underlying problem a person may have with their metabolism. Yeah, we are addressing, and not only that, but to reduce inflammation in the body. The more inflammation you have, the more you are at risk of developing, you know, diseases. Most diseases links from inflammation. So inflammation is a big word that, you know, can mean, you know, doesn't mean you're gonna have pain, but it means, you know, there's it causes problems. So we want to reduce inflammation. If you reduce inflammation, you will reduce aging process as well.
I have a question, but I feel like I almost want you to answer it till we get back from the break. We'll do some information about how people can get a hold of you before I have you answer the question. But the question is, for people that are thinking about getting gastric bypasses, or people that are, let's say, you know, over 400 or 500 pounds, are these people that are candidates as well? Or what do you think about people who feel like getting gastric bypass as a solution in comparison to the natural? So again, don't answer it. Tell people how they can get a hold of you, phone number and website.
Okay. So yes, please reach us at 520-891-2882. Again, it is 520-891-2882. And it's wherehealingbegins.com or TucsonHealthyWeightLoss.com. But call us first. It's better. 520-891-2882.
And what's the name of the book again?
Get Ultra Slim.
Nice. Get Ultra Slim. I'm guessing you get a copy of that at Amazon.com. No, you can't get out. You get a copy of that Where Healing Begins.
Yes, you'll get. You have to come and see us. We'll make sure you get one.
You get a copy if you come and see it, which is, sounds like a great deal. We'll talk about it when we come back from a break. My wife goes there to, she's gone there. So I have a copy myself. So we'll talk about all that and more after the break. This is Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with my bosom buddy, Andreas Ruiz. We got goodness on the other side of this commercial break.
Action Print and Copy is a full-service print and copy shop offering quality products at affordable prices. Everything from black and white copies to large format color signage. Whether you're shopping on the web or in their centrally located shop on the corner of Prince and First Avenue, you'll find they have the best team in town, committed to providing great customer service, ready to help you meet your personal and professional goals. Call 520-829-3075 or go to printapc.com. Action Print and Copy.
If you want to sleep better, lose weight, get your life back, well, this FDA Clear technology will do just that. We guarantee you will lose 2 inches on your first session.
This comprehensive approach to weight loss allowed me to lose 40 pounds in less than 4 months. I feel great.
Call me now to book your first session.
Call us today for your health and weight loss assessment. 520-891-2882. 520-891-2882.
Roofs Are Hot provides excellent construction services for homes and businesses. When it comes to roofing projects, Roofs Are Hot has their processes down to a science. They use satellite imagery with measuring capabilities in order to help them estimate your project accurately without ever stepping on your roof. Roofs Are Hot provides you with options in order to help you make the best decision for your home. Contact Roofs Are Hot for your roofing needs at 520-314-7774 or go to roofsarehot.com now.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show. I am your co-host, Andres Ruiz, alongside the Pastor John McLean and Candace McLean.
Oh,
and we have the very special guest, Dr. Jacobs, in the house. So thank you for being here again.
Awesome.
And you're really dropping a lot of knowledge here. And before we went into the break, like, we asked you a question in regards to gastric bypass surgery for people who, you know, weigh 400-500 pounds. Mm-hmm. Is it recommended? Do you think that this is a program that would help them? What are your thoughts about that?
This is a tough question. I would say yes, but you know, it is a complex thing. Four or 500 pounds is a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. However, you know, weight loss is hard work. It's a mindset you have to have. Mm-hmm. And surgery, I mean, yes, surgery will sometime, it may be needed. But the problem is, I've had patients that comes to me after they've had the gastric sleeve or the gastric bypass. Mm-hmm. And the problem is with those is, you know, when you get the surgery, it gets removed. You know, you get, you know, you're going to lose massive amount of weight in a pretty short period of time. But in the meantime, it does not retrain your body. It doesn't retrain your brain. It doesn't retrain your nervous system. Your body, your brain will always think that, oh, yeah, you still have to eat for $300 or $400 or $500 pounds. Okay. So what happened over time is patients start to gain the weight back. And that's what we've had them come in our office. I mean, they don't gain all the weight back, but they gain quite a bit of the weight back.
And that was pretty much the coal mine I was trying to lead you down.
It also leads to, there's a serious side effects from those as well. You know, you think about malabsorption syndrome. They have issues for the rest of their lives. And then we have to help them and correct them with you know, lack of minerals or other things that is not going through, and that yields side effects. So, you know, of course, I mean, I've had those type of case, but, you know, I mean to help them regardless, but you have to have the good mindset, and it takes time. It will take time if you're that far off of the, you know, sometimes surgery may help, and then you still can have help on top of that.
Yeah.
I love that about how you're talking about the mindset, you know, and how crucial it is, because I really think that plays a, I think it's like the number one factor for really weight loss. But, you know, it sounds like your program is something that could probably help people with mindset, but also what makes your, you know, program unique, and how can it help others, you know, like that are actually going to, like, it's going to benefit them, you know, like, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, like I mentioned, it's designed to correct, restore underlying issues you may have with your metabolism. We will decrease inflammation, and we have five metabolic factors that we address. Otherwise, your weight loss is always temporary. So we're working with toxin elimination, with pH balancing, natural hormone balancing, reducing insulin resistance and fatty liver that has happened with the extra weight. And then also nutritional deficiencies, which is most people have.
Interesting.
So, you know, if your body can assimilate the right nutrients, you will start repairing and regenerating the tissue involved. So this program makes you healthier, help you become healthier. Helps you with creating weight loss that is sustainable and decrease your aging process. We see that in our patients. So yeah, it is at all, it's an inside job, like I said. So I'm checking and finding out, and then making sure you're having the right supplements, the right nutrients to help those metabolic factors. And of course, you're going to change your routine. You have to change your lifestyle. It's huge about, I'm not going to lie, you know, if you go eat at El Corral every night and McDonald's, it's not going to work work out and you have to exercise. And yeah, I'm a coach. I'm your health coach. DC stands for Doctor of Chiropractic is Doctor Coach. I am a coach for your life and for your health and for your weight loss. You have a better life.
That's like Dr. J has Dr. J.
Yeah.
You should be Dr. Coach.
Dr. Coach, yeah, that's right.
Cool name.
DC
like
is
that.
Actually is Dr. DC stands for, even most people don't know, but it's a Doctor of Chiropractic. It's a Dr. Cause and Dr. Coach. I mean, I'm here that's to coach cool. you to have a better life by removing interference, and weight loss and weight, extra weight is an interference. It caused problem. Mm-hmm. It caused inflammation. It caused disease, cancer, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and, you know, lack of drive, lack of motivation, or lack of being able to. It goes so far beyond of being able to look good and fit in the clothes you want to fit in. It is your whole life. So, fitness and health is a passion of mine. So that's why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Nice. And I can tell that that's your passion, because I mean, like, it's like Tony Robbins says, you know, you just look at somebody's body and you can tell if they're healthy or not. You know, like, you don't have to tell me, like, you know, I'm healthy. No, you look at your body and it's obvious that you take care of yourself. And, you know, like, you mentioned something that was very interesting to me about the reverse aging process. You know, can you tell us, like, maybe some secrets that could potentially help people with the reversing of the aging process?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I have three secrets, you know.
Okay, love it.
It goes like this. Three secrets. Number one, you get adjusted because your nervous system controls coordinated function of every organs, tissue, cells in your body. And when you are under stress, that increases your stress. If you get adjusted, that reduces stress, therefore your aging process.
Okay.
It has so many more benefits. We don't have time to go all of it, but one is, like, if you get adjusted, that decrease your stress, that also improve your immune system, that improve your lymphatic system, and decrease inflammation. And then again, the better posture and mobility you have is the better health and vitality you will be. So that's number one secret. Structure dictates function, and I've said that many times. So number one. Number two is we want to increase oxygen, and we do that through many ways. So supplements, adjustment will increase that, because when we adjust you, you're going to breathe better. Oxygen increase oxygen in your body will decrease inflammation. So we said inflammation in your body is not good. It makes you age quicker. It causes disease. And so increase oxygen, decrease inflammation. And third is when we do increase circulation in the body, we can decrease a large amount of toxins. So the better the circulation, the more removal of toxins you have. So it is done through many, many things we do.
You're talking my wife's language right now. I feel like you're touching on a lot of cool stuff. And I just want to kind of bring her in, because we have about 2 minutes till we have to get out of here. And I know that you've had good experiences, Candace. Why don't you kind of, I guess, speak about them shortly? We have about a minute until we have to go into break.
I had a great experience. I've tried the Ultra Slim and the I do regular chiropractic appointments due to getting into a car accident. So the Ultra Slim, I enjoyed it. I also do strength training like twice a week. So I think pairing those two together with some level of exercise regularly, you can see faster results. And with the chiropractic, I enjoy the sauna. It's my favorite part.
Nice.
The sauna. A lot of therapies we have, that we do in conjunction to, you know, all the therapies. The Ultra Slim is we call it our fat melting machine, where you're going to lose fat, you're going to lose inches. We guarantee you lose 2 inches on your very first session. So we guarantee that. Some people do far more than that. It is a catalyst. It helps your weight loss, because you lose fat and toxins from the cells every session. So you detox your body for 2 days after every session.
Nice.
It's very powerful. So Ultra Slim, that is the Ultra Slim that we have. You get to, if you want to call us and try a treatment, is $197 only. The retail value is $500. So you can try one, or we'll go over a call to action for you guys later in a little bit.
Let's go ahead and go to our call to action, and then let them know, one, where you're located. I think that's the only thing we haven't told, your website and then your phone number. And let's roll out and tell them goodbye.
Okay. Well, you know, first 20 callers, you get a health and a weight loss assessment for only $69. And you also get a copy of my book, Get Ultra Slim. And you can call us at 520-891-2882. Again, this is 520-891-2882.
Awesome. And then where are you located at?
4713 North First Avenue.
All right. Awesome. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Perfect.
Nice.
Good stuff.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on, Dr. Jacobs.
That's great.
Thank you.
This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz with I Believe in Myself Coaching. We'll be back right after this break.
Photography by Jonathan Arlia proudly provides portrait, event, real estate photography, and videography to the Tucson area. They're also Part 107 certified to fly drones commercially and provide high-end 3D virtual tours as well. Choosing photography by Jonathan Arlia to capture your much-needed pictures will help yield the results you need in a friendly and easygoing collaboration. Visit their website at photography-ja.com or call 243-9571 today.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to GAPmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz with I Believe Myself Coaching. How have things been going with I Believe Myself lately?
Going great, man.
Yeah.
It's been really, you know, been blessed with like opportunities in the community. So
cool. What projects do you have going on recently?
Just with Pima and then with PPIP. And then,
do you have, like, usually, like, as we go into a break, you have a workshop or something that people can kind of be involved with?
Yeah, well, actually, right now, I'm putting together a masterclass for public speaking. So, okay. Anybody who's interested who wants to be, you know, a confident motivational speaker or just a confident speaker, I'm actually going to put a masterclass together. It's $27, and it's just going to be teaching you how to have that confidence when you're showing up, and you're going to walk away with tools that you can immediately, like, implement into your...
Nice.
Public speaking.
Nice.
Career.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it. We'll talk about it probably our upcoming meeting, but me and Candace on our trip to Portland talked a lot about, you know, how we integrate the work we do, you and meaning we do together. Because, I mean, it's just, there's so much overlap. Yeah, we just haven't kind of meshed it in, but
yeah,
that's cool. So people go to ibelievemyself.org. And they can sign up. That seems pretty affordable. And I want to think for $27 transforming your life, that seems reasonably priced.
Yeah, it's pretty reasonably priced,
I would say.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe it may be even underpriced, but
underpriced for sure.
Who's to judge?
It is underpriced.
But we have a special guest in here. I think safe to say, if I want to have a happy home, my favorite guest that we've ever had on this show. And she is the founder of True Counseling, which True spells out something that I'll let her explain. She certainly knows a lot better than I do. And then, have her explain to us all the different cool stuff that she does in helping... particularly, I believe it's the family and children communities.
Mm-hmm.
So
nice.
Thank you for being here, Mrs. McClain.
You're welcome. So yes, I run and own and operate True Counseling, and True stands for trusting, respecting, understanding, and embracing yourself.
Okay,
that's cool.
My dad came up with that.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good one. It's like self-love, you know?
He is. He's like my favorite person.
Yeah.
Outside of John, of course.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So what we do, we typically work with couples or any people that are in a romantic relationship. And we also work with families of just... helping reestablish structure and kind of balance things out, putting, you know, the correct boundaries and things into place. So I think today and I've been with you guys several times. Okay, sorry. I've been with you guys several times. And normally we talk about couples, but today I kind of wanted to talk about kids, in particular teenagers, because teenagers are the foundation of families, right? Mm-hmm. We all love little tiny babies, but then they grow up to be teenagers, and a lot of parents are just confused. They don't know what to do. This style of teenagers that we have today is completely different than what we had 10, 15 years ago. So mm-hmm. we are finding that teenagers are experiencing things a lot earlier than previous generations. So, mm-hmm. you know, back in the day, which I guess back in the day means like in 2000, so that's almost 20 years ago, 25 years ago at this point, you know, most teenagers mm-hmm. were at 16, 17, having first boyfriends or girlfriends or kisses or whatever. And now we're finding that those things are happening a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So just having parents be mindful that the maturity level of their child may be different than what they may expect it to be, just because social media and things that the kids are exposed to can kind of speed them up.
Mm-hmm.
So we want the parents to be able to equip their kids with the correct knowledge, maturity, wherewithal to be able to tackle some of the things that they will be tackling at a little bit earlier age in life.
As you're saying that, the thing that comes to mind, I couldn't imagine having a cell phone or having the internet back when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I know. I was
playing Snake.
Yeah, I think at like 16, that was when AOL with the dial-up came
that?
Up.
Oh, yeah. And
like,
if you could look at 20 pages in a day, you had like a good day of looking at the internet.
For
where
sure.
like if I could access the stuff I do today as a 16-year-old man, I may not be the same person today.
Yeah.
God willing. Gosh.
AOL sits on lap.
Yeah, but go on, please.
Yeah. No, but you guys are correct. You know, I didn't get my first cell phone until I was maybe 15, 16. And basically it was like a Nokia about the size of a brick. And you can only play Snake.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to hit the button.
I felt like I was the man when I had it, too. Yeah.
Gotta get for reception over here.
For sure. And you had to, like, click the button three times just to get to one letter. Yeah. So imagine, like, now the style of texting
man,
we do.
It was so frustrating, yet I still felt like I was killed a game time. Over my pager.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a pager?
I remember I used to send the I love you.
Yeah.
That's a different story.
Yeah. Boobs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, did you ever do boobs?
I did not do that.
Yeah.
Right. And here we are. Yes. Almost 20 years later. Later, there's not even a payphone on a corner.
No,
you know, there used to be payphones everywhere.
Right, you're right.
You know, now you can find one in a museum. So most kids have no concept of any of that. So we have to definitely meet them where they are. But also as parents, you have to kind of beat them where they are. So certain things that happen, like giving your kids a phone is a rites of passage, but some parents feel afraid because they don't know what to do. So there are certain technologies out there that you can put parental controls on your phone and not let the child know. So just kind of seeing like what they're talking about, where they are, how to start conversations with them, how to build relationships with them through, you know, what they're talking about without letting them know, like, oh, I'm perusing through your phone. So letting them have some level of autonomy, but also keeping an eye on, like, what is my child saying? Because teenage years is most likely, you know, is probably the time that we will live a double life until we're 18 or 20, you know.
Or 60, some people.
Or 100.
Yeah, or 100, yeah. So,
some people dead,
you know, some parents like, my child would never, and then the child is doing it. So, you know, you just have to learn how to meet them where they are and start healthy conversations with them. So that's pretty much what we're going to talk about today.
Awesome. Yeah, well, we've pretty much been talking about it. I guess real quick, as we've been going to break, tell our listening audience how they can get a hold of you and how they can find out more about True Counseling.
So you can find me at onetruecounseling.com. You can find me on Instagram at onetruecounseling and Facebook as well. Or you can call or text at 520-800-4609.
Yeah.
And that's
where I am. True Counseling. You work with families. You work with couples.
Yes. Any romantic couple.
Yeah. And definitely it seems like if people have some teenagers that they need help with, you may have a couple tips to help them with.
Absolutely.
Awesome. This is a Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain. My bosom buddy Andreas Ruiz won't be joining us next segment, so soak him in now. And we'll be back right after this break.
Heat is here, and your air conditioner needs to be maintained properly to do battle. I'm Ron Arenas, the owner of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. With over 20 years serving the Tucson area, we know triple digits can't get you down if your AC is running right. Call Picture Rocks Cooling at 520-440-4069 to keep your AC in summer shape.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
The Common Good Radio Show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you been struggling lately? Maybe you've had trouble sleeping, difficulty in a relationship, or just suffering from low self-esteem. If so, then today's BetterHelp wants to help you. There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000-plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area. Special offer to Common Good listeners, get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/Common Good Radio. That's better, HELP.com/Common Good Radio.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am still Pastor John McClain, here with hands down the most beautiful, most brilliant, most intelligent, most astonishing, smartest counselor I've ever known, Candace McClain, who happens to be my wife, coincidentally.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we went into commercial, we were talking about teenagers, and as a you know past generation, you know, teenager and a new generation adult and parent of teenagers, you know, we're accustomed to what we were accustomed to when we were teenagers and what we were used to, but now things are changed.
Yeah.
Things are different, and we have to either adjust with that change, or we're gonna face a lot of resistance we really don't want. So
for sure.
I guess kind of tell us more about, you know, what you were talking about before we went into the commercial break, and, you know, that growth that teenagers go through.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you were talking, I was thinking about possibly two things that I could just give to parents real quick, is that one, remember at one point in time that you were a teenager, and just because you know what you did doesn't mean your child will do what you did. They may have the capacity to, but that doesn't mean that they will. So let's not parent out of fear, but parent out of growth. And the second one is also understanding how privacy or autonomy is important to a teenager. So what that means is that during your teenage years, you are at a place where you are trying to understand the world outside of the bubble that your parent created, or that you as a parent created. So that means that a lot of the times their friend's opinion will feel as if it is more, holds more weight than yours, but that's not the truth. If anything, the parent's voice definitely weighs more. However, what happens is that the parents don't give their child the voice or an education, so they turn to their friends to kind of fill in the gaps. So sometimes parents feel like, oh, if we talk about it, then we're giving them the permission to do, and that's not the case. If anything, you're crippling them, because when they go out into the world and their friends bring up a topic and they don't have any frame of reference, that puts them in a deficit amongst their friends' group. And so therefore they have to play catch up. So therefore they'll be more inclined to listen to what their friend is saying and taking it as if it is gold, versus if you were proactive and brought up whatever different topics that may come up, you can kind of give them a frame of reference to either listen to what their friend is saying, add on to it, or just reject it in general. So it's about filling in a gap for the teenager, and also understanding that they are going to test boundaries. That's their job. It's not necessarily a reflection on you. It's just them learning how to make a decision. So oftentimes parents tend to try to lock their child down when, if anything, they need to allow their child to make reasonable choices by giving them several options that the parent is comfortable with, but it also allows the child to build comfortability into being able to make their own choices. Because remember, we would hope that the goal of parenting is that once your child becomes an adult, they have successful relationships of their own. So if you're raising a child and they grow up and they cannot maintain relationships, that is a reflection on your parenting. So please be mindful outside of wanting.
I almost want to say that again.
Please be mindful outside of every parent wanting their child to grow up to be the next Tom Brady or the next Lisa Leslie or whatever basketball, doctor, lawyer. You want them to be able to maintain healthy relationships. So you can have all the money in the world, but if you're lonely, that's a problem. So helping them make better choices, be proactive, giving them courage, giving them strength by allowing them to have some autonomy over themselves within reason only helps them become better people.
An idea, thought that came to mind as you're speaking was with teenagers, or just people in general, but particularly teenagers, they feel torn, whether it's between groups of friends or torn between their parents and their friends, or torn between different parents, or just kind of torn between, you know, like they have to choose a side. Like, what do we do as parents to wade those waters? And, you know, what type of advice can we give to our teenager and how to deal with those things?
Well, actually being torn or feeling torn is okay. It's okay to feel torn. It's about how you navigate it. So from a parental side, we would want the parent not to ever place the child in a position where they have to make a choice between two parents, because that is will only bode badly for the parent that's actually forcing the child to make a choice. However, from a teenage standpoint, this learning how to navigate both sides builds character. Because what happens is that as they are growing, they're learning how to make their own choices, and they're learning how to set up boundaries with their friends or family members as they grow. And they're also learning to decipher what their own truth is. So essentially, at some point as an adult, we all have to learn to pick between two things. We have to pick between two jobs. We may have to pick between two significant others. You know, we may have to pick between two cars that we like. So life is about choices and learning to pick, but it's also about having the confidence to stand in your truth about why you're picking what you're picking. So being torn isn't always a bad thing, as we sometimes give the negative connotation that it is. Sometimes being torn is just like, oh, I care about these two things deeply. How can I navigate this to where some parties are happy, but also not betraying myself if you are the person that is making the choice? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's interesting. And what are some of the other challenges that are real common that parents can expect with teenagers, particularly like coming out of the pandemic? You know, I imagine it's like another set of challenges dealing with teenagers that parents didn't even expect prior to the pandemic.
Yeah, one thing that we're seeing is that we're seeing a lot of anxiety just coming out of this, because now for a lot of kids, and I have maybe five teenagers on my caseload at this point, and three are actually on their way to college this summer. Well, yeah, this fall, so that's pretty fun. Just the anxiety because they missed like a year of school, whether it be like their senior year, the junior year, where some of those developmental stages of connecting with people were missed. So as a result of that, they're like going into college feeling a little behind because they're having to like catch up socially. So even if you were a kid going from middle school to high school, or if you were maybe a junior, now you're a senior, at times you just kind of feel unsure. And so a way to help your child navigate that is just by allowing them to make decisions. So helping your kid learn how to make healthy decisions for themselves at an early age will only benefit them when they get older. When you take the choice away from them and don't allow them to choose, you are crippling them, because when they become adults, they will not be able to make a choice. And we all have met people in our lives who are indecisive. And that has come from their parents' inability to allow them to make a choice when they were younger.
Hmm. So you're saying your parents should have allowed you to make more choices when you were younger?
It's not about making more choices. It's about the style of choices. So, okay, you know, even when you're like a little, if you have tiny kids, maybe under five, and they're wanting to pick out their clothes, it's like, okay, give them two options that you're that they are comfortable with, and let them pick between the two, because that allows them to be like proud of themselves. And we all seen like 4 or 5 year olds, oh, I dress myself, even if the clothes are on backwards, they're just so proud. But we gave them the choice, like, hey, choose between these two. So it's just allowing them to build their own confidence in making their own choices. So sometimes we see parents just lay out the clothes. We see the parents pick the kid's school, pick the kid's curriculum, pick whatever they want, and the kid is just following along a path. And then when the kid is 18, the parents are like, oh, you want to go to college? They're like, yeah, what do you want to major in? I don't know. I don't know what I want to do with my life. And the parent is like, what do you mean? And they're like, I never was given an opportunity to say anything. You're like, you never gave me choices. And so the parent is like, oh, I didn't realize that. I thought I was just parenting, which they were, but it's just a style of parenting that we have to recognize, like, do as I say, not as I do, is not as effective with this generation as it was with ours.
And it probably wasn't even that effective with our generation.
No, it wasn't. Yeah.
So I guess kind of closing note before we go, and then we're going to tell our listening audience how they can get a hold of you and plug into all the goodness that is True Counseling.
Yeah. So what?
Closing thought.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, a lot of information. I know. You know what it is to be married to me.
Closing thoughts from a parent to a teen. Just talk to your kids about how they feel about certain things, why they make the choices, and also just being open to the feedback, because not everything your teenager is going to say you're going to like. So it's really about preparing them to be your friend, or to be friends when they become adults and not just your child forever. So nice. That is something that I would, you know, want all parents to say, like, in when my child is 25, what kind of relationship would I want with him or her? And try to start building upon that now when they're younger, because it will bode well for them when they get older.
And how can people get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me, like I said before. You can call or text at 520-800-4609 and reach me at onetruecounseling.com or onetruecounseling with the number one on Instagram and Facebook.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on. This is Coming Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, and I will see you next week. You beautiful, beautiful people. Your sweet little cherry cheeks. Look at you.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today.
My heat and air work in a state of disrepair.
The heat is here, and your air conditioner needs to be maintained properly to do battle. I'm Ron Arenas, the owner of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. With over 20 years serving the Tucson area, we know triple digits can't get you down if your AC is running right. Call Picture Rocks Cooling at 520-440-4069 to keep your AC in summer shape.
The Pima County Medical Examiner reported that 2019 drug overdose deaths were higher than any other accidental cause of deaths. So thank you for helping keep opioids and other prescription medications away from children in your home. If you'd like to learn about locking caps or lock boxes to keep your home RX safe, call the Pima County Community Prevention Coalition of PEP, Inc., 520-205-4781 and ask about our free medication lock caps and boxes.